Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say and share with his people who love and care about his ways. Every way of God is good. And we all know his return is soon and sudden and without warning. Suddenly we'll be taken away in the rapture. But until that happens, we got to live. We got to go about our daily business. But our prayers avail much. At this point, and I believe it's time for the Lord to come back, and I believe it'll be even moments away, but within our lifetime. That's what I believe. You know, you can believe what you want to believe. But because of the things the Lord have told me, that's why I say that. I don't say it lightly. And I'm not in a hurry for him to come back, per se. I'll be happy to go, and I want to go whenever he comes. But as long as I can win souls, I want to do that. And enjoy life, I'm going to do that. But I can be a blessing to people. And I want to. Now, his return is glorious, and it's going to be good and wonderful. Everybody that go, they're going to really love it. And they're going to cry because of the people that they know that got left behind. Well, these are the last moments we can do something about what might happen to the people that will potentially be left behind. Now, it's hard to get people to see what you see. But at least you can live the life of God before them and pray for them. This is a time to really be drawing near to the Lord and praying. Now I want to share something about when you're dealing with a crisis. This is really, you know, for us, it's for those who go to heaven, those who are in Christ, those who live ready, they're going to be fine. But those who are without, when you study Revelation and see what the world will go through, you don't want your loved ones here. They probably won't survive it. Their own government will try to kill them. They won't be able to buy or sell unless they take the mark of the devil. When you say the mark of the beast, that sounds, that's what it is. It's just like a beast, and he's demanding you to take his mark. You belong to him. It's actually the devil. You're selling your soul to the devil like a stupid rock star. But permanently. And everybody that take the mark, they can't get out. They know what they're doing because they will have seen enough evidence to know that God is. See, when the rapture happens, the scientists and the world system, they're not going to want to buy what God said. They're not going to want to believe what God said. And they're going to lie. And you would think that people would say, hey, God, Jesus is real. He said that he would take his people out, and he did. But they're going to come up with all kind of excuses. And proud people don't like to be wrong anyway. So they're going to want some kind of answer beside the one that God gave in the first place. They never listen to God. That's why they're proud. And they always try to look around the corner to see what else is going on. And you know, when people act like that, you know they're in danger. And they're focused on something else other than God, other than the love of God. But every soul, hear me good, every soul in their right mind, they know the difference between good and evil. They know what's good, they know what's evil. The truth of God is always detectable. And they can detect that it's wrong. That's why Psalm 2 says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The leaders of the countries, they plot together against the Lord's anointed, which is Christ. And see, we're in Christ. We're connected to him. He's the head of the church. We're the body of the church. So if they hate Christ, they hate us. And Satan also hates the Jews because that's the lineage that he came through. And the hatred is relevant because every time there's a dictator, they always hate the Jews, just like Hitler, just like the Russian governments, Stalin and Leningrad. They hated the Jews. That was something that they had in common. They wanted to see, and they don't like Christians either, because Christian people can't be controlled by wealth, by domination. They don't fear men. See, a lot of things happen. A new birth happens on the inside. And as you learn, as you grow and walk in the Lord, you're not afraid of what men can do. The more you love God, the less afraid you are of the world. And you can't be controlled. The most dedicated people who get saved in the tribulation, their life will be on the line if they love God. And they're going to say, if you don't take this mark, we're going to cut your head off. And they're going to see people getting their head chopped off. And they're not going to take the mark because they love God for real. But people who don't half love God and they half love the world, and they're going to look at the lies, and they want to buy medicine and food for their children. They can't run because they're in poor health, because they're older, or they don't know how to survive without civilian life. You can't buy gas, so how far can you go? If you try to run, you got to be very dedicated to get away. And most people don't plan well. They won't know how to hike in the woods and run and get away. And they'll be able to track you from space because they got the technology to do it. They can find your heat signature. It's going to be very difficult to get away from this problem. And I know this is real. And I know it sounds far-fetched to some, but see, people are already plotting these things up. God, he just let us know about it ahead of time. And I've been fighting demons since I got saved. I know they're real. As a minister, I fight them just to preach. And the enemy has place in a lot of people too, even good people. He has stock in their mind because they won't renew their mind. Even Christians, some there are Christians who believe lies. The church is not one about the doctrines of God. Now they believe on Jesus. That's why they say they will go to heaven. But they don't agree on end time events. They don't agree on. There's so many things they don't agree on. Some churches believe once saved, you're always saved. That's a lie. The scriptures prove against that. The word of God is not written that way. That's why the Lord said, talked about the Laodicean church. Because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out. That means I'm going to kick you out of the kingdom and blot your name out of the book of life. And it says it again at the end of Revelation. If anybody change God's word, he's going to blot their name out of the book of life. And preachers are so bold to preach whatever they want to preach, without regarding that they're going to give account for every sermon. And people are not paying attention. They take it so lightly. Your life is on the line, and you're taking it lightly? Really? A lot of people are going to be left in this country. The Lord even told me the percentage. I asked him, I said, Lord, what percentage of people in America will get caught in the rapture? And he said 25%. I said, wow. I was hoping it would be at least half, but it's 25%. And that's not the first time God gave us a percentage. If you study Isaiah chapter 6, when Isaiah blinded the eyes of Israel because of their rebellious ways and their hard-hearted, stubborn, reprobate ways. See, but Christ can't come through idolatry. He has to come through holy people. And so the Lord had to blind them because they would have confused everybody. And you wouldn't be saved if God didn't do something about the crooked ways. They went evil, folks. So the Lord blinded their eyes and kept Christ under mystery. And when he came, that's why the words say he came to his own and his own received him not. The enemy tried, he tried to destroy Judah. And Judah was the strongest part of Israel. Until Jehoshaphat let his son marry Ahab's daughter. And that's where that problem started. You have to read the book of Kings and Chronicles for yourself. But you can read, they were doing fine until Jehoshaphat let his son marry that wicked woman. And that's when Judah started falling. Now Israel, the 10 tribes of Israel went into captivity first under the king of Assyria in Isaiah's days. And then Jeremiah came and he prophesied not only to Judah but other nations that everybody's going into Babylonian captivity. So the remnant that was left in Israel and Judah went in captivity to Babylonian captivity. And the Babylonian captivity lasted 70 years. And then the Persian captivity. And it took a long time for them to be regathered in their land. But God is good, and he kept his word. Israel became a nation back in 1948. So now we have now we see they are one of the strongest nations in the Middle East. And they have nuclear weapons, and they can fight. They have the best pilots and some of the most highly trained, skilled soldiers on Earth. So nobody really wants to fight them up front because they fight. They don't fight like we do. Our political warfare is stupid. But they get rid of their enemies when they fight. So what we have to do is take God seriously. And see, this is the war that we're in. Satan is trying to wipe people out. And people fail to recognize the fact that he's trying to wipe them out. So they live their life haphazardly. You can't do that and win. You have to be sober and vigilant about your life and about everything else you want to operate correctly. It's just like a good marriage. Most people want a good marriage, but they're not willing to do what it takes to have one. If you're going to have a good marriage, you know, First Peter talks about doing it God's way. Loving your spouse just like Jesus loves you. That's your example. See, things get corrected when you focus on the Lord. If your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. But a lot of people, they get in trouble and they focus on it. That's one problem. Beside the problem that exists, focusing on it causes the rest of the problems. Because your problems can seem so big and God will start looking small in your eyes. If you have any problem, hear me good, if you have any problem at all, focus on the Lord. Receive what he has to say. Receive every part of his word. Receive what he's telling you to do and how to deal with the problem, how to conduct yourself, how to speak, how to reply, and do it God's way. Not only will you heal inwardly, you will assist the problem being solved. You will assist in the problem being solved. When it's another person, they need to do the same thing. But what you're doing, if you do it correctly, you can save the marriage, or you can save the business, or you can save the situation on the job. Or you can get your children saved. Whatever the problem is, if you focus on the Lord and his word, see, focusing on, you can't see the Lord with your eyes. But the Word of God gives you a visual of his character, a visual of his mind, a visual of what's in his heart. Because you're receiving his word. When you receive his word in your heart, you see him. You see what he stands for. You know that it'll work. You can tell on the inside that this will work for you. And you start feeling joy. And God gets bigger, the problem seems smaller. And when you find yourself laughing at Satan's best works, because you know he's defeated, you know you got the victory and the mastery. And you always had the victory and you always had the mastery, but you didn't know it for yourself. You believed in a small measure, or you didn't know it at all. But the Word of God will reveal these things. And then, as you fight Satan like I learned to do, you'll just tell Satan, "Satan, you can't have my marriage. You can't poison my mind against my wife. Or you can't poison my wife's mind against me. You can't, all your speech, I rebuke it in Jesus' name." And you ask the Lord to help you fill your heart with his word. And pray for that strength. Pray for your faith. Pray for your spouse's faith. Or your children's faith, that it fails not. You can pray that people's faith fail not. And you can love them. And you can, every day you can ask the Lord, "Is there anything I can reply, anything I can say to help this situation?" And as you get strong enough, the Lord will tell you what to say. Now, once he tell you what to say, mean it. If you don't feel like you mean it, go back in the Word and study the Word and get over yourself and then say it and mean it. I'm telling you how to work things out. We have to work out our own salvation. Jesus gave us the tools we needed. He gave us what we really needed, salvation. And then he gave us the Word to finish off our life, to make it as grand as his. Because it's his will that we live on earth as he does in heaven. But you got to work it. You got to work the word. You got to receive it and do it. If you don't have a mindset to do God's word, it's not going to work. And your life will turn out however it turn out. But that's not God's will. And neither is it God's best. If things go wrong in your life. He wants you to live like him. He wants you to understand what he learned. He wants you to see the truth of God's word. He wants you to enjoy life. Like I said, I know any moment now Christ can return. And I'm going to keep doing these broadcasts till the day he do. I hope whenever he raptures us out, I have a broadcast on my recorder. For anybody who might find it. It may not get on the website, but somebody will have it. Because the days that when the tribulation period starts, folks, it's not going to be good. You might as well find a real good place to hide. Where they can't find you. And the cell phones will tell them right where you are. But you'll need the word. So, you know, it'll be important for people of that day to have the word where they can listen to it, or a Bible that they can read it and know what's going on. Because they're going to be tracking people down, just like they used to do slaves. But this time the slaves will be everybody. And they got guns and weapons and all kind of things. So it's not going to be good. And besides all that, God's going to judge the earth. Everything that happened in Revelation demons that are not loose on earth now will be loose then. It's going to be very difficult to survive this. But some people will survive it. And they won't take the mark. But it's important to go now, to believe on Christ now, and learn to live now. But when you look at what, don't let anything hold you back from God. There is no wisdom or knowledge or understanding against God. If God is not first, you're gonna have some miserable problems. And the enemy will rag your life. He will aggravate your life till Christ come back. Some people can't wait for Jesus to come back because they're miserable. But you don't have to be miserable. That's what I'm saying. You can believe on Christ and you can live like God. If you receive his word and you love his will and you obey him, you're going to live like him. It's automatic. It's got to happen. If you work the word of God in your life, you'll live like Jesus does. Satan said he wanted to be just like God. But it's all right for us to say it because we want to be like him in character. Satan wanted God's position. He didn't care nothing about the ways of God. But we love the heart of God. And we want to be like him in character and wisdom and attain the understanding that we can receive. We want our life to work. We want our children protected. We want our wife to be blessed. And everybody who share in the knowledge and counsel of God will have good success. And, you know, when people, even good people, when they get married, they have quirks and problems. And everybody need to be doing this. Everybody need to be seeking the Lord for themselves. We're complete in Christ. We're not complete in other people. There's nothing in this world that can possibly complete you. And if people did everything to your favor, that doesn't mean you'll be happy with them. Because if you're not complete in Christ, you're not going to even be happy with yourself. And you'll focus on what's not instead of what you really have. People can be good to you, and you won't be able to see it. If you love the world too much somewhere, you won't even be able to tell when you have a good spouse. You won't even be able to tell that they're good and kind to you, that they got your back. The devil will slander them. The devil will make it seem like, well, he don't care about you, but he pay every bill. Well, he don't never bring you nothing. He'll have you focusing on what's trivial, what's not. Don't listen to that fool. Well, she don't love me no more. She might be tired. Most women work just like we do. You have to, before you go on a trip of blaming somebody, ask the Lord about it. If you feel like they're not doing what they should be doing, ask the Lord and talk to him about it. Because I found if you do that, the Lord can say things that you need to know. He can point things out that you don't see. The enemy point things out that's not to your favor. And he do it in a way that's sneaky. And it always seems real. Everything Satan says seems real. From a certain point of view, unless you love and know the word of God for yourself. Only then can you destroy his lies and live against them in victory. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily, mightily move in your life, in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.